Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹晚安。
I see I have worn out one translator already, and so now they have to find a second.
一个人替我翻译还不够，我们现在要第二个人。
I just wonder who will translate for me tomorrow morning.
不晓得明天早上谁会来替我翻译。
We're together fellowshipping on very important matters this evening.
今天晚上我们一同来交通非常重要的事情。
We want to go there to the book of Revelation where our brother read those verses.
我们现在请打开圣经看到启示录我们刚刚弟兄所念的经文。
And I also would just begin by sharing two other verses.
那开始的时候我还想再跟你们分享两段的经文。
Chapter 1 and verse 5.
第一章的第五节。
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth,To him who loves us and released us from our sins by his blood.
并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶。
And then in chapter 3 and verse 14.
再看第三章的第十四节。
To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, The Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚实、真实见证的，这么说。
Now more than anything else, we need our Lord Jesus himself to speak to us.
超过一切，我们需要主耶稣亲自的来对我们说话。
And so let's just have a further word of prayer.
所以让我们再做一个祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you so much for your precious word.
亲爱的主，我们深深的感谢你，因为你的话是宝贵的。
We know when the Holy Spirit touches this word, it reveals the Lord Jesus to us.
我们知道，当圣灵触摸到这个话语的时候，我们在这里就看见了主耶稣基督。
And as we're together at this hour this evening, Lord, we ask for your anointing.
在现在，在这个晚上，当我们在你面前聚集的时候，我们恳求你膏抹。
We ask that you would quicken our mortal bodies and give us refreshment.
我恳求你使我们疲倦的身体能够苏醒过来。
That you would revive our hearts as we hear the word of God.
因着神的话使我们的心再一次活过来。
That your spirit would work among us as your children.
你的灵能够在你的儿女身上动工。
Though I am weak, Lord, speak through me.
虽然软弱，求主借着我说话。
Though we are weak, Lord,Help us to hear what the Spirit says to the church.
我们纵然软弱，求主帮助我们，使我们有耳的可听圣灵所说的话。
We know we can't do anything.
我们知道我们什么都不能做。
Without the power of the Holy Spirit.
但有了圣灵的能力，我什么都能做。
And so we commit ourselves by faith unto Him.
所以因信的缘故，我们将我们自己交托在你的手里。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're sharing on this matter of the testimony of Jesus.
我们是在这里分享关于耶稣基督的见证。
It's a very important topic.
这是一个非常重要的一个题目。
And the testimony of Jesus has very much to do with the corporate church.
耶稣基督的见证跟整体的教会有关。
But tonight I want to speak on the individual matters of the testimony of Jesus.
但今天我要提到是我们个人和耶稣基督见证的关系。
And then, Lord willing, tomorrow morning on this matter of the corporate understanding.
那主若许可，明天早上的时候，我再来谈到我们整体的见证。
This morning we began by introducing this whole matter from the story of David.
今天早上我们是从大卫的故事开始讲起耶稣基督的见证。
We saw that David, with this heart for God, had a burden.For the ark of the testimony.
我们知道大卫的心归向神，他的心里面为耶稣基督，为神的约柜的见证大发热心。
Though most of the people of God really didn't know much about the ark, David understood something about that testimony.
虽然大部分的人，大部分的百姓都不知道关于约柜的事情，但是大卫知道这是神的见证。
But we also saw that he learned the lesson that only the Levites.Could bear the ark of the testimony.
但我们也看到了他得到了一个教训，因为唯有立位人才能够 背负约柜。
And so I tried to challenge us in a very simple way, using this type of the Levites, that we might be such people.
所以我用立位人做一个表记，向弟兄姐妹们挑战，盼望我们也能够成为这样子的人。
And then at the end of the message, I mentioned about the tragedy that Jesus saw.
那在我信息的末了，我提到主耶稣基督所看到的悲惨的情况。
When he came to Jerusalem, he came to the temple, the Father's house.
当他来到耶路撒冷的时候，他进了圣殿，来到他父的家里。
It was very busy with the sacrifices and with worship and with the priesthood.
那在那里非常的忙碌，有献祭，有祭师，有各样的礼仪。
But even though it was the temple, there was no ark of the testimony.
虽然在那里有圣殿，但在那里没有约柜。
Jesus came to earth to be the testimony.
耶稣基督降世就是为了成为那见证。
I think our brother Ting has been sharing on this very matter.
那我想我们丁弟兄在这方面已经做了很多的分享。
Even though there was no ark in the temple.
那虽然在殿里面没有约柜。
But when Jesus came to the temple.
但当耶稣进到殿里的时候。
The testimony of God could be seen by the people.
那神的百姓就能够看见神的见证。
But as we look in the book of Revelation, we come to the end of the first century.
但是当我们看到启示录的时候，这个时候已经是第一世纪的末了。
And once again, we see the beginnings of another tragedy.
那我们一开始的时候就看到另外一样的悲剧。
The churches needed a recovery of the testimony.
那教会需要恢复它的见证。
The lampstand was flickering in the temple of God.
那个金灯台的光快要灭了。
Most of the apostles had been martyred.
大部分的使徒们在这个时候都已经殉道了。
They were faithful witnesses.
他们是忠心的见证人。
They bore the testimony of Jesus.
他们为耶稣基督做见证。
And bearing that testimony of Jesus by the apostles.
但这些使徒们背负着耶稣基督的见证。
The Lord was able to build his church.Around that testimony.
靠着这个见证，主耶稣建立起他的教会。
But now, most of those men had died.
但现在这些使徒们一一的都去世了。
But there was one.
但还有一位。
John the Apostle.
使徒约翰。
The disciple whom Jesus loved.
耶稣所爱的门徒。
And he was the man raised up in these last days of the first century to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他是在第一世纪的末了，神所兴起来为耶稣基督做见证的。
The church by the end of the first century was becoming Shiloh.
那在第一世纪末了的教会变得非常的浅薄。
Just like the tabernacle that was at Shiloh.
好像在示罗里面的会幕一样。
Every church stressed different matters of the Christian life.
那每一个教会都强调在基督徒信仰里面的某一方面的事情。
Some stressed reputation, some stressed teaching.
那有的强调见证，有的强调教导。
But the testimony of Jesus.
但耶稣基督的见证。
Was in jeopardy.
但在这个时候反而要失去了。
God raised up a David in John the Apostle.
神兴起了大卫，兴起了使徒约翰。
And he shared this vital matter of the testimony of Jesus.
他将这极关紧要的耶稣基督的见证告诉我们。
Now we know this phrase is not used too many times in the Bible.
那我们晓得耶稣基督的见证这个词在圣经里并没有出现很多次。
We find it mostly in the book of Revelation.
大部分的时候都是在启示录里面出现。
Let's look very quickly at these mentions.
那我们快快的看一下在启示录里面哪里提到。
First in chapter 1 verse 2 as was read.
那第一个我们刚刚所念的第一章的第二节。
John testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
那约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And then in verse 9.
再到第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker of the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
那我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做了见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Now we go to Revelation chapter 12.
那我们再跳到启示录第12章。
Now we see the final days coming into view.
那在这里就开始讲到末日的事情。
And the dragon, even Satan, is thrown down onto the earth.
我们看到那古龙就是撒旦被摔到地上。
And the dragon began to run after the saintly woman.
那这个古龙就逼迫那个女子。
And so it says in verse 17,
在第十七节,
So the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her children who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
And then we want to go to chapter 19.
我们再看到第十九章。
And we read verse 10.
第十节。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他，他说千万不可，我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神，因为预言中的灵意乃是为耶稣做见证。
John the Apostle was the last of the original apostles.
那使徒约翰是最后的一位使徒。
And he was raised up to bear the testimony of Jesus.
他被神兴起来为了耶稣做见证。
There was something important that the church was missing, the testimony of Jesus.
那教会有些非常重要耶稣的见证的事已经忽略了。
And so John is the one who bears witness of it.
所以耶稣要为他们做见证。
Not only in the book of Revelation, but in all of his writings, he bore witness to the testimony of Jesus.
那不仅仅是在启示录，在约翰所有的写作里面，都是为了耶稣做见证。
If you look to 1 John in chapter 1,
如果我们看一下约翰福音，约翰一书第一章，
and you see him testify of the testimony of Jesus.
我们在这里就看到约翰为了耶稣的做见证。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，并显现于我们那永远的生命，传给你们。
And in the Gospel of John as well, John gave testimony of Jesus.
那在约翰福音里面一样，那使徒约翰给耶稣做见证。
We notice in John chapter 19,
我们看到约翰福音的第十九章。
As John is describing the events of the crucifixion,
在这里约翰描写了主耶稣钉十字架的情况。
He says in verse 35,
第三十五节他这么说。
And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe.
看见这事的那人就做见证，他的见证也是真的。并且他知道自己所说的是真的，叫你们也可以信。
And then again in chapter 21,
再看第二十一章
verse 24,
第二十四节。
This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true.
为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的。 就是这门徒，我们也知道他的见证是真的。
So we thank God that He raised up our brother John to speak to us regarding the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们感谢主，他将我们的弟兄约翰兴起来，来对我们为耶稣基督做见证。
Now we have a very difficult matter, and that is to define what is the testimony of Jesus.
但现在我们有点难处，因为我们要了解到底什么是耶稣的见证。
Now there is an apparent meaning, and there is also a deeper meaning.
我们可以从字面上看到一个意思，但它还有一个更深的意思。
The first and apparent meaning is this.
第一个比较明显的意思。
The testimony of Jesus is the witness we bear to the Lord Jesus.
这耶稣基督的见证就是我们替耶稣所做的见证。
You remember in the book of Acts, the Lord says, You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth.
你们记得在使徒行传里面他这样子讲到圣灵若降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力为我从耶路撒冷犹太全地撒玛利亚直到地极为我做见证。
And so the disciples were sent out to witness and bear testimony about Jesus and his salvation.
所以门徒们蒙差遣被派遣出去为了耶稣基督的救恩做见证。
And what a mighty witness it was.
那这是大有能力的见证。
Because it wasn't just their witness.
因为不光是他们的见证。
But when they spoke, the Holy Spirit also bare witness to the things that they said.
因为当他们说的时候圣灵与他们同作见证。
There was a tremendous witness in those early days of the church.
所以在早期教会当中有极大极复兴的见证。
But there is a deeper meaning to the testimony of Jesus, which only by the Spirit of God can we see.
但是关于耶稣的见证还有一个更深的意思，唯有凭着圣灵我们才能够看见。
If you turn back to Revelation 19 and verse 10,
如果我们再看启示录第十九章的第十节，
you will see that there's something deeper here involved in this testimony of Jesus.
那你在这里就可以看到，在这里有一些更深的事情，关于耶稣的见证。
The last sentence of this verse says, For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
因为这一节的最末了，他这样子说，因为预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证。
So there's something deeper there.
所以在这里好像有些更深的事情。
There's something prophetic there.
那在这里跟预言有关。
There's something spiritual there that has to do with the testimony of Jesus.
那在这里跟属灵的事有关，这个主耶稣基督的见证。
By the end of the first century, there were many saints witnessing of Jesus.
那在第一世纪的末了有许多的圣徒是做耶稣见证的。
And yet the testimony of Jesus needed recovery.
但在这个时候耶稣的见证还需要恢复。
It's possible for us to witness of Jesus.
那有的时候我们在替主做见证。
And when you do witness of Jesus, the Holy Spirit bears witness with what you're saying.
那当我们替主做见证的时候圣灵与我们所说的话同证。
And the testimony of Jesus has to do with our witness.
所以当然耶稣的见证是跟我们为耶稣做的见证有关。
There's something more.
但还有一些更多的事情。
What is the testimony of Jesus?
那到底耶稣的见证是什么？
In the end, it is not our witness of Jesus.
推究到最后不是关于我们怎么替耶稣做见证。
But it is the testimony of the living Christ witnessing of himself.
而是那复活有生命的耶稣为他自己所做的见证。
Do you understand that?
你们明白吗？
There is something in our lives today as the church.
那今天在我们教会的生活里面。
When we are in the right way with the Lord.
当我们与主的关系准确的时候。
The Lord can recover the testimony of Jesus.
那么主就能够恢复耶稣的见证。
And then the church becomes larger than the sum of its parts.
那么整个教会就不单是一个人一个人加起来的。
The church in Derby was a very small church in what today is Turkey.
在特比的教会是非常小的教会。
This may be where the Apostle Paul met Timothy on his first missionary journey.
那在这里可能是保罗第一次在他第一次的宣教的时候遇到了提摩太。
But even though the church in Derby was small,
但特别的教会虽然小
because it had the testimony of Jesus, there was something larger about it.
当然是有了耶稣基督的见证，他们好像比他们这个小还大一样。
When you gathered with this small group of believers, we'll just say two dozen for the sake of argument.
那假如有一小群的信徒在一起，我们就假设说有二十几个人好了。
You sensed a presence there.
但在这时候，你感觉到有一个同在。
You sensed that they were larger than the two dozen.
你感觉他们不仅仅是二十几个人。
You sensed that they had a wisdom greater than their wisdom.
感觉他们好像有一种智慧，不是他们自己的智慧。
When they spoke a simple testimony, but there was something of beyond what they spoke that was spoken.
那虽然说了见证，好像是单纯的见证，在这个单纯之外，好像有些更深的事情。
This is hard to describe.
这很难在这里描写。
It's a mystery.
是个奥秘。
But when the testimony of Jesus is over a particular church,
但是若是耶稣的见证临到一个特别的教会，
there is a mysterious sense of a godly presence.
在这里就有一种神秘的一种神同在的景观，
of a transcendence,
一种超越。
This church was here on earth, but they were touching something eternal.
这个教会虽然在地上，但是他们好像摸到了一些永恒。
They were very simple people, but there was something heavenly in the atmosphere.
这些人是很普通的人，但是在其中有一些属天的味道。
There was a life beyond them being manifest.
有一种超越他们自己的生命被显现出来。
It was fuller than you would think.
比我们的想象当中的更丰满。
As you know, I just recently put the rest in the ground, my father-in-law.
你们知道，在不久以前，我的岳父才安息入土。
He was a very wonderful man of God.
那他是一个非常好的一个属神的人。
And there was something strange.
有些奇特的事情。
I just share this as an example.
我只是用这个来做一个例子。
He was a tall man, about 6'1".
他蛮高的，大概6尺1寸。
I'm 6'2".
我是6尺2寸。
But there was something about him that made him appear to be taller than he was.
但他有一些特别的地方，你看起来好像他好像不止这么高一样。
He had some measure of authority.
他就有一些权柄的身量。
He seemed larger than he was.
感觉好像比他这个人更大。
He was actually just a businessman who only went to 8th grade in school.
其实他不过是一个做生意的人，他不过念书念到了八年级。
But then at 40 years old, went back and went through college.
当他40岁的时候回到大学念完大学。
He was a simple man.
是一个非常简单的人。
But there was a wisdom beyond him that was present.
但在那里有一个好像超越他这个单纯的一个智慧在那里。
My father-in-law bore the testimony of Jesus.
我的岳父就是为耶稣做见证。
And he will meet thousands of people in heaven that he brought to the Savior.
那他在天上会遇到千千上万万的他所带领认识主的人。
How do we describe this testimony?
我们要怎么样才能够描写这样的见证？
Oh, there are some churches where the people are so nice.
在有些教会里面，那些人真好。
And some churches where the preaching is wonderful.
在有些教会里面，讲道是真好。
And some churches where the worship is heavenly.
那在有些教会里面，那个敬拜真是属天。
But this testimony is not there.
但就是这一个见证不在那里。
And then there are some churches that seem very disorganized.
但有些教会看起来好像有点乱七八糟。
The people maybe are very poor and even ignorant.
那弟兄姐妹可能经济情况也不好，学问也不高。
But when they gather,
当他们聚集的时候，
there is the testimony.
在那里就有见证。
You can feel it.
你感觉得到。
Something larger.
一个比他们大过他们的
something transcendent,
一个超越他们的
something that makes the church just not an earthbound gathering but a heavenly expression of Christ.
有一些东西叫这个他们在地上的教会不仅仅是在地上聚集在一起，乃是天上在地上的显现。
This is a great mystery.
那这是一个极大的奥秘。
It's even more mysterious than the ark that we spoke about this morning.
甚至比我们今天早上所讲的约柜更有更深的奥秘。
Many of the children of Israel never saw the ark, and they wondered, what is this ark anyway?
大部分的以色列人根本没有看到过约柜，他们搞不清楚什么是约柜。
But brothers and sisters, I'm glad I'm speaking tonight to some people who understand what I mean when I say the testimony of Jesus.
但弟兄姐妹们，我很高兴啊！今天我在这里分享的时候，我知道你们当中有很多人能够明白我讲的耶稣的见证是什么。
Many Christians do not understand what that means.
那很多基督徒不能够明白我讲的是什么。
And in the English translations, many of the modern English translations today, they have destroyed this testimony of Jesus phrase.
那么在许多现代的英文译本里面，他们把耶稣的见证翻译的不是很好。
They change it to the witness spoken of Jesus.
他们把它改成说耶稣口中所说的见证。
No, but this is something so much more.
但这里不光是那个。
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
那因为耶稣的见证就是预言的灵意。
How can you describe this mystery?
你要怎么样描写这个奥秘呢
？I share with you five things.
我要跟你们分享五件事情。
And they are just things that you sense, and where the church has this testimony.
那这个五件事情就让你们有点感觉，让我们知道教会里面怎么样有这样子的见证。
In the book of Revelation, it's called the lampstand.
在启示录里面叫做金灯台。
The church is the lampstand.
教会是个金灯台。
Now that's just a stand.
它就是一个灯台。
If you have a lampstand.
如果你有灯台的话
，But you have no lamp on top.
那你上面没有灯
，What's the value of the stand?
那你这个灯座有什么意思呢
？It's worth nothing.
那什么意思都没有。
But if there's a lamp on the lampstand.
但是如果这灯台是点着的
，You know, in those days in the Middle East, they had these round lamps like this with a wick and the oil that would burn, and they put those on the lampstand.
那你知道在当时的时候中东的时候他们有这样子的一个圆圆的灯啊灯有个灯嘴有个灯蕾呢里面灌了油了以后把灯点着了放在灯台上。
Now the church was not the lamp, it was the lampstand.
教会本身不是那灯它乃是灯台。
And Jesus said, if I don't see the testimony of Jesus, I'm taking away your lampstand.
那么主耶稣是说我若在你们当中看不到耶稣的见证我就把你的灯台挪去。
Now we will touch on that some tomorrow morning.
那也许明天早上我们会再讲这件事。
But when the lamp is there in the midst of the church.
但是当灯在教会当中的时候。
Here is what we see.
那这是我们能够看见的。
Number one.
第一。
God is seen through and beyond the testimony of the saints.
在圣徒的见证当中我们不仅是可以看见神甚至我们看见超越他们的神
There is a throne over that assembly.
在这个聚会里面有宝座
That is to say there's a Lord who is sending out a Lord who is answering prayers a Lord who is overruling what men want to do
在这里有一位主在差遣这里面有一位主在那里掌权这里位有一位主在那里除掉人的一切意思
In the book of Revelation,
在启示录里面
we see the testimony of Jesus standing against the church.
我们看到耶稣的见证是为教会 做对头的
The testimony of Jesus is shining and saying, look at this and repent.
耶稣将他的见证显明出来然后对教会说你们要悔改
Oh, we want to do things our way.
我们都是喜欢照自己的意志行。
But how much more blessed if the Lord's throne is over us, ruling and overruling.
那但当主的宝座在我们当中设立的时候，不仅是管理我们，也胜过我们的意志，是何等蒙福的事。
The third thing you see is the body of Christ functioning with a unity and a coordination beyond the coordinating of men.
那么第二个我们会看见的，那么基督的肢体在当中有配搭、有搭配、有服饰、超有合一和谐，超过了人所能做到的。
There's a need that arises in the church.
教会里面有需要。
And there are some saints who respond to this.
那么就有圣徒们来答应这个需要。
Not because it's organized by some brother saying you do this, you go there.
那并不是说有个人跟他们说你要做这个他要做那个。
The body is functioning by an unseen head.
那这个身体好像有一个看不见的手在那里掌握。
Number four.
第四。
When there is ministry of the word.
那在那里有话语的服事的时候。
There is light in the church.
那教会里面就有光。
There is a light of truth that pervades and goes beyond the simple words that are being taught.
那在那里在超越了那些简单的话语。在话语之后有一个真理的光照亮出来。
The saints just simply gather.
圣徒们聚集在一起。
Begin to share the word.
开始分享神的话语。
Suddenly the purpose of God is seen.
然后神的目的神的心意就看见了。
You leave the meeting.
那离开了这个聚会。
And you lose some of that light.
那你好像这个光好像就没那么亮。
You say, what was that that I saw?
那你在想着我刚刚看到的是什么。
And number five.
第五。
When there is the testimony of Jesus,
有耶稣见证的时候
there is persecution.
那就有逼迫。
The world hates the testimony of Jesus.
这个世界恨耶稣的见证。
Satan hates the testimony of Jesus.
撒旦恨恶耶稣的见证。
Notice in the Gospel of John in chapter 7,
你看约翰福音第七章
as Jesus talks of his witness,
在耶稣讲到他的见证的时候
He says in verse 7, John 7:7,
在第七章的第七节
The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify of it that its deeds are evil.
世人不能恨你们却是恨我因为我指证他们所做的事是恶的
And in 1 John chapter 5,
约翰一书的第五章
As John is talking about the testimony,
在这里约翰又在讲到这见证
He says, you are of God,
他说到你们
And the whole world lies in the evil one.
但这全世界都卧在了恶者的脚下
And so where there is the testimony of Jesus, the world must attack.
那在哪里有耶稣的见证这个世界就一定会攻击
Now, you know, most of the time, the world looks at the churches around and they say, there's nothing going on.
那在大部分的时候这个世界看了教会不过就是哎呀这个什么都没有啊。
These Christians are going to their club meeting on Sunday.
这些基督徒不过是礼拜天到那里参加他们自己的小小的团契而已。
But when the church is the church, bearing the testimony of Jesus,
但教会若真是教会为耶稣做见证
the enemy rises up and says, we must stop.This work.
那么仇敌必然兴起然后说我们要停止这样的事
Oh, this is a great mystery.
那这是一个极大的奥秘
Now, to describe this testimony of Jesus,
那我们要在描写这个耶稣的见证
It would be, take much, much too long tonight.
那我们今天还要花更多的时间
Our dear brother has been sharing, I have not heard his messages.
那我们亲爱的丁弟兄已经跟我们分享了很多。
But when Jesus came to earth, he bore testimony, the testimony of God.
那么当耶稣降世的时候他就是那个神最高的见证。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊
?When you see Jesus, you see more than Jesus, you see God.
当你看到耶稣的时候你不仅仅是看到耶稣你看到了神。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身住在我们当中我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光。
He revealed to us the truth of God.
那他将神的真理启示给我们。
We saw that God is our Father.
那我们看见我们认识了父神是我们的父。
We saw that God is love.
我们认识了神是爱。
And Jesus was the testimony of God as the I am.
那么耶稣为神做见证他就是我是。
I am the bread, I am the light, I am the door.
我是天上的粮我是生命的光我是粮的门。
I am the good shepherd, I am the resurrection and the life, I am the way, the truth and the life, I am the true vine.
我是好牧人我是道路我是真理我是生命我是真葡萄树。
That's God.
那这就是神啊
Jesus bore the testimony of God.
那耶稣是为神做见证。
And so he said to his disciples, Have you seen me? You have seen the Father.
所以他对门徒们怎么说你们见了我就见到了神。
Now I think our brother has been sharing on these things.
那我想我们的弟兄在这方面已经有很多的分享。
But Jesus also was the testimony of something else.
那耶稣还为别的一些事情做见证。
And it's something I want to touch on this evening.
那么今天晚上我要在这里讲一下。
Jesus also was the testimony of man, of man.
那么因为耶稣也是人的见证。
Jesus came to show us what man is supposed to be like.
耶稣降世就是要告诉我们一个人应当是怎么样。
That compassion he had.
他里面有的怜悯
the authority he has,
他的权柄
the amen of his words,
他的信实
his self-sacrificing life,
他的自我牺牲
This is what man was supposed to be from creation.
这是从创造以来人就应当是这样
And he shares in the Gospel of John the great secret of man.
那在约翰福音里面他讲到这里关于人的奥秘
If we are a man as we're supposed to be,
如果我们是我们应当的那样子的话
What is the great secret?
那这个秘密是什么
you know?
你知道吗
It's mentioned about 8 times or more in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面大概提了八次左右
Here is the great secret of a man.
那这是关于人的奥秘
If you're a man,
如果你是人的话
you know this,
你就知道
I can do nothing of myself.
就是我凭着自己什么都不能做
Now that's the truth about man.
那这个就是关于人的真理
I see you don't believe me.
我知道你不相信我。
So, let's look at some scriptures.
那我们看一下圣经。
In chapter 5,
第五章
verse 19,
第十九节
Jesus is asked about the healing he performed.
在这里有人问耶稣他医治的事情。
And in verse 19, Jesus says,
第五章的第十九节耶稣这么说
Verily, verily, I say to you, the Son of Man can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing.Whatever the Father does, these things the Son does.
我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
Look at verse 30.
再看第三十节。
Chapter 5, verse 30.
第五章第三十节。
I can do nothing of myself. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just.
我凭着自己不能做什么，我怎么听见？就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的。
And then we turn to chapter 7.
那我们再看第七章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Then Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true.
这里说耶稣在圣殿里教训人大声说你们也知道我也知道我从哪里来我来并不是出于自己但那差我来的是真的
Chapter 8 verse 28
第八章的二十八节
So Jesus said when you lift up the Son of Man then you will know that I am he and I do nothing of myself but I speak these things as the Father taught me
这里说到所以耶稣说你们举起人子以后必知道我是基督并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的
Chapter 8 verse 42
第八章的第42节
Jesus said to them If God were your father you would love me For I proceeded forth from and have come from God For I have not even come of myself But he sent me
那耶稣说倘若神是你们的父你们就必爱我因为我本是出于神也从神而来并不是由着自己来乃是他差我来
Chapter 12 verse
49第十二章的第四十九节
For I did not speak of myself but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment as to what to say and what to speak
因为我没有凭着自己讲唯有差我来的父已经给我命令叫我说什么讲什么
And chapter 14 verse 10
第十四章的第十节
Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak of myself but the Father abiding in me does his works
那我在父里面父在我里面你不信吗我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事
Now Jesus came to show men what a man really is
耶稣降世就要显明一个人应该是怎么样
And when Jesus came into the midst of men that testimony shone out of his life
那么当耶稣在人群当中行走的时候，这个见证就借着他的生命生活显出来。
And the sinners and the tax collectors and the harlots, when they saw Jesus, they said, man is not meant to live the way I am living. That is the way to live.
那么在那里罪人，在那里税吏，在那里妓女们看到了耶稣，就说我一个人不应当像我这样，乃是应当像他那样。
Jesus was so full of the testimony of man.
因为耶稣基督是满了人的见证。
That sinners immediately saw that they were not living as men.
所以一个罪人看到他的时候，就知道一个罪人所过的生活不是应当的生活。
What a wonderful testimony this is.
那么这是一个何等奇妙的见证。
And so we find especially emphasized in the, by the Apostle John.
那我们看到在使徒约翰特别强调这一点。
That this world is living in a lie.
就是这个世界不过是活在一个谎言里。
We men live in a lie.
我们人就是活在一个谎言里。
What is that lie?
这个谎言是什么？
It has damaged our whole life.
它将我们整个人的生命都毁坏了。
It has polluted our whole country.
那使我们整个国家都污秽了。
What is the lie?
这个谎言是什么？
Behind the sins, what is the lie?
那么在罪的后面，这谎言是什么？
A man,
一个人
is independent,
是自给自足、独立的。
That's a lie.
这个就是谎言。
And the lie came from Satan when Satan said to him, "If you eat of that tree, you shall be as God."
这个谎言就是当撒旦对那个第一个人亚当说的时候，当你吃了这个果子，你就像神。然后人就吃了那果子。
And ever since then,
从此以后
man has lived under the lie of selfhood.
那人就以自我为中心活在谎言之下。
Self-centered, self-conscious, self-preserving, self-obsessed.
那以自我为中心自觉、自我保护。
The whole thing's a lie.
整个东西都是一个谎言。
Man was meant to be a vessel.
因为人本当是一个器皿。
And to eat of the tree of life.
他应当去吃那个生命树。
And the tree of life speaks of Christ.
那生命树就论到基督。
And man was meant to live by the life of Christ.
那一个人本来就应当凭着基督的生命而活。
A vessel.
是一个器皿。
Now every man is an individual.
那每一个人当然都是一个个的人。
God created Adam a living soul.
因为神造了亚当，他是一个活人。
And every man has a free will.
那每一个人都有他自由意志。
But a man is nothing.
但这样子的人什么都不是。
Just an earthen vessel.
他。基本上不过在地上的一个器皿。
Man's value depends on who he contains.
他的价值是在乎在他里面所充满的是谁。
If he contains the life of Christ,
在他里面若有基督的生命，
then he is a vessel with a precious treasure.
那他就是里面有宝贝的瓦器。
If he contains the Satan,
他里面若是满了撒旦，
then he is worthless.
那他不过一文不值。
And worse than worthless.
甚至比一文不值还不值。
Man was meant to be a vessel containing the life of God.
因为人受造本来就是要做一个器皿，在它里面充满了神的生命。
They eat of the tree and learn to live out of the fullness of the life of God.
那么吃了生命树以后，能够活出那神生命的丰满来。
His energy, his wisdom, his love, all coming out of the life of God within him.
他的能力、他的智慧、他的爱，都是从神在里面充满了生命出来的。
He was always meant to be the branch containing the life from the vine.
他不过是接在橄榄树上的枝子，从橄榄树里面得到他的生命。
To be a member of the body containing the life of the head.
不过是肢体当中的一部分，从头里面得到生命。
This is what man was meant to be.
这本来就是人本有的形象。
And so when we ask the question, who can bear the testimony of Jesus?
所以当我们问的时候，到底谁能够为耶稣做见证呢？
Then we see how important understanding the truth of who we are is.
那我们就开始明白要了解我们真实的是什么样子的人是很重要的。
Paul called this his great second wrestling.
保罗把这个叫做他第二个最大的征战。
We look at two verses.
我们看两个经两处的经文。
He wrestled for the Christian.
他为基督徒征战。
In Galatians chapter 4.
在哥罗西书第四节第四章。
What does Paul mean by chapter 4 and verse 19?
第四章的第十九节什么意思？
My children with whom I am again in travail until Christ is fully formed in you.
Galatians. 加拉太书对不起。加拉太书第四章十九节。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
He says he's again in labor.
他在那里好像受生产之苦。
Now he wrestled with the gospel to bring them to Christ.
那么他为基督的缘故在那里努力，要带他们将他们领到基督里。
But now there's a second great wrestling.
但还有一个第二个大的征战。
Until they are full of the life of Christ.
使他们能够被基督的生命充满。
He tells them in Galatians 2.
在加拉太书的第二章
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架
I know who I am.
我知道我是什么样子的
I'm just a vessel.
我不过是一个器皿
I no longer live.
从今活着不再是我
except by the life of Christ within me.
我如今活着乃是因信耶稣基督而活
This was a pivotal understanding of Paul of the truth of who he was.
在这里保罗是真正的认识了他是谁
Paul thought he was a big man.
一开始的时候他以为他自己很大
A Pharisee.
他这个法利赛人
Righteous,
公义的
Intelligent,
智慧的
But Paul found out he was nothing.
但他发现他自己什么都不是
An earthen vessel.
他不过是地上的一个器皿
But God pours in his glorious light.
但在他里面神将他荣耀的生命浇灌下来
so, Saul became Paul, which means little.
所以扫罗就成为保罗就是小的意思
Because he understood who he was.
因为他开始明白他是谁
It wasn't for him to try.
并不是
for Christ to live his life through him.
并不是说他在这里要怎么样，乃是基督的生命活在他里面。
We see the same thing in Colossians chapter 1.
那我们再看加拉太书的第一章。
He shares with the Colossians this wonderful mystery in verse 27 of chapter 1.
在第二十四节，他这样讲。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书第一章二十四节，现在我为你们受苦，倒结欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷。
Why is that a mystery?
为什么这是个奥秘
？Should that be a mystery for any Christian?
对基督徒来讲，这是个奥秘吗
？It's Christ in you.
那么基督在你里面
，That's your hope.
这就是你的盼望
，That's your life.
这就是你的生命
，That's your transformation.
这就是你的改变
，That's your power.
这就是你的能力，这就是你的智慧。
Christ in you.
因为基督在你里面。
And then he goes on to say,
那他接下来他这样讲。
So we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. And for this purpose I also wrestle, striving according to his power which mightily works within me.
I'm sorry, which
verse? The rest of Colossians 1, verse 28 through 29.
28.Yeah, 我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人教导个人要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力
Now let me ask you,
让我问你
Who is able to bear the testimony of Jesus?
谁能够承受这耶稣的见证呢
Only Jesus
唯有耶稣可以
Only Jesus can come and show man who God is and who man is.
因为唯有耶稣基督能够告诉我们神是什么样子的神，人是什么样子的人。
But who may bear the testimony of Jesus?
那么谁能够为耶稣做见证呢
？John bore the testimony of Jesus.
约翰为耶稣做见证。
And let me ask you a question.
那我问你
，Is there any brother more than John who speaks to us of that union life of abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in us?
那么在除了这个使徒约翰以外还有哪位弟兄跟我们讲到基督在我们里面我们在基督里面这种合一的这种同在的关系
When you read his epistles or you read Revelation or you read the Gospels do you not see abide in Christ let Christ abide in you in Christ abide in it's throughout his writing
那你无论是看书信，无论是看启示录，无论是看他的福音书，你不断的看到住在他里面，在他里面，在他里面，住在他里面，是充满了住在他里面。
Now, when I look around at Christians,
那当我转眼看看基督徒的时候
，Thank God when somebody is saved, they have the life of God within them.
那我们感谢主，一个人得救的时候，那神的生命就在他里面。
The witness is that the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. And he who has the Son has life.
那么这见证就是神将他永生放在我们心里。这个永生就是耶稣，人有了耶稣就有了生命。
Now, we all as Christians have that life within.
那我们是基督徒都有这样子的生命。
But who bears the testimony of Jesus?
但谁能够为耶稣做见证?
Who is larger than they are?
那有哪一个比他们自己本身看起来更大
？Who speaks, but there's a transcendence behind the speaking.
谁能够说，在他们说的时候，有些大过他们话语的东西
？Who lives, but there's a transcendence behind their life.
那谁在这里生活，在他生活里面却能够看见神的超越
？As we live on this earth, we live just as men.
那我们在地上的时候，我们活的就好像人一样。
We're no different than the sinner.
我们跟罪人一样。
Except we contain the life of Christ.
但除了我们里面有耶稣的生命。
And this makes us fundamentally different.
但这个就叫我们根本上跟别人不一样。
We're living on a different plane.
我们是不一样的人。
We are marching to a different drum.
我们是听着不同的鼓声前进。
We live by spiritual laws.
我们活的是按着属灵的律。
Our life has a purpose.
我们的生命有目的。
These are the things that bear the testimony of Jesus.
那这些事就是为耶稣做见证的。
But when we look around among Christians,
但有时候我们在基督徒当中我们看的时候
thank God there are some like the Apostle John, and as soon as they speak, you can see the testimony.
那我们的确可以看到有些人好像是个使徒约翰一样，他们开口说话的时候，我们就感觉到耶稣的见证。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问一下
，John was exiled on Patmos.
约翰是被放逐到巴摩岛。
Why?
为什么？
For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
那是为了神的道和耶稣的见证。
Now what about all the other brothers?
那么其他的人呢？
There were other ministers, other servants, other elders, other apostles.
那还有别的执事，还有别的使徒，还有别的长老。
But we don't hear that all of them were exiled.
但好像不是每一个人都被放逐了。
What's the problem with John?
那约翰的问题是什么？
Whenever John spoke.God spoke.
因为当约翰说话的时候，神也说话。
When John prayed, God answered.
当约翰祷告的时候，神答应他的祷告。
John was dangerous to the Romans and the exile.
因为约翰对罗马造成了威胁，因此他被放逐。
This man is dangerous.
因为这个人非常危险。
There's something about him. It's more than him.
有一些事情他不光光是一个人而已。
The world doesn't know what it is, but they hated John.
这个世界不知道是什么，但他们恨恶这个人。
Now John was in Ephesus.
约翰在以弗所。
Timothy was in Ephesus.
那提摩太也在以弗所。
But they didn't exile Timothy.
但他们没有把提摩太赶走。
John was in exile because of the testimony of Jesus.
但是约翰却被放逐到巴摩岛，因为耶稣的见证。
If you have the testimony of Jesus, you will be in trouble.
那如果你也有耶稣的见证，那你会倒霉。
Because people, even if they don't understand, know there's something transcendent and threatening about you.
因为即使人不能够明白，但是在你里面，他们知道有一些超越的东西，有一些叫人害怕的东西。
Now who can bear the testimony of Jesus?
那谁能够为耶稣做见证
？Well, again, I just want to bring forth one practical teaching.
那我在这里要带出一个很实际的教导。
The answer to the question is, those bear testimony to the testimony of Jesus who have moved from Romans chapter 6 to Romans chapter 8.
那么答案就是那些能够为耶稣做见证的人，就是那些人已经离开了罗马书的第六章，那进到了罗马书的第八章。
Who is Romans chapter 6?
罗马书第六章什么样子的人？
He's a Christian who's been baptized.
是一个受洗的基督徒。
And he understands the gospel.
他明白什么叫福音。
He's been crucified with Christ and buried in baptism.
他已经在受洗的时候与基督同死同复活。
And now his life is to be reckoned as dead unto sin, but alive unto God.
那么如今他的生命里对向着罪是死的，但向着神却是活的。
Does that sound like you?
听起来是不是像我们
？You believe that?
你也相信
？Amen. That's why we baptize people.
这就是为什么我们施洗嘛。
They're buried.
就是将他们埋葬。
They're raised.
然后又复活。
Reckon yourselves dead unto sin, but alive unto God.
将自己向着罪看着是死的，向着神却是活的。但是
，But we're still carnal.
但我们还是属肉体的。
Romans 7.
第七章罗马书。
Romans 7, 28 times. I.
罗马书第七章28次讲到我。
我。
I.
This is the mark of a carnal Christian.
那这个就是一个肉属肉体的基督徒的记号。
And why are they still carnal?
为什么他还是属肉体的呢
？Because of their sins.
因为他们的罪吗
？Because the world tempts them.
因为这个世界的引诱。
Well, we could say so.
因为我们可以这样讲。
But there's something deeper.
但还有一些更深的事。
A Christian can be a Christian.
一个基督徒做一个基督徒。
And still live by the lie.
但是还是活在那个谎言之下。
They still think they're independent.
他们还是觉得他们可以凭着自己来生活。
Their soul and their body makes decisions.
他们的灵魂、他们的身体在那里做决定。
Even thinking that's what we're supposed to do.
甚至觉得说这本来就是我们该做的。
Are you a good Christian?
你是个好的基督徒吗
？You're supposed to read your Bible. You're supposed to read your Bible.
那你就应该读圣经。
You're supposed to pray.
应该祷告。
You're supposed to give 10% plus.
你应该超过十一的奉献。
You're supposed to witness to your workmates.
你在你工作的地方应该向别人做见证。
So you say yes, okay, I'll try.
那你就说好，那好，我试试看。
When you do that, you find something working within you.
但当你这样子在里面要有些东西啊。
What you want to do, you cannot do.
你想做的你做不出来。
What you don't want to do, you do.
你不想做出来，你反倒做。
Something's wrong.
在这里有些问题。
So you try harder.
所以你再努力一些。
Because you're independent.
因为你是独立的。
Because you still believe the fall.
你还是相信那个谎言。
Because you don't live by the life of Christ, you live by your life.
因为你并不是靠着耶稣的生命来生活，乃是靠着自己来生活。
I can tell if you live by your life.
我可以看得出来你是不是凭自己生活。
Are you worried?
你是不是很多担心
？You don't trust God?
你不相信神吗
？Oh, because you still believe God doesn't really love you, huh?
因为你还是不觉得神真正的爱你啊。
You still believe the lie about God?
你还是相信关于神这些谎言
？Some of you are having difficulty.
有些人当中经历苦难。
And
然后呢
？You're doing something about it.
然后你就想我们要做些事啊。
And you'll only get in more trouble.
然后呢，越做越糟。
Life wears us down.
生活将我们成为重担。
But life is meant to be rest.
但生命其实应当是安息的。
It all depends who's living in you.
那。基本上就是谁在你里面活
Is it you trying?
是你在那里吗
You striving?
你在那里努力吗
You succeeding?
你在那里成功吗
You failing?
你在那里失败吗
You making decisions?
你在那里决定吗
You doing your finances?
你在那里考虑你的经济吗
No wonder you're in trouble.
难怪你这么多问题
Why are you such a big shot? Why are you a big shot?
你为什么那么了不起
You're just a little vessel.
其实你很小啊。
We have to go back to Romans 6 and see this truth.
我们要回到罗马书第六章才看到这个真理。
Romans 6.
罗马书第六章。
I must teach you these things quickly, but I know you know them already.
那我要快快的将这些事跟你们分享。虽然我知道你们已经学过这些事情。
Paul makes this point.
保罗在这里这样讲。
In verse 19.
第十九节。
I'm speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh.
我因你们肉体的软弱就照人的常话对你们说
What does he mean by that?
这句话什么意思
well, Let's go on
我们继续
For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness resulting in further lawlessness so now present your members as slaves to righteousness resulting in sanctification
你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆以至于不法现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆以至于成圣。
For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness.
因为你们做罪之奴仆的时候就不被义约束了。 Verse 22.
And
now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome eternal life.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Now Paul is talking to Christian big shots.
那在这里保罗是讲到那些基督徒了不起的基督徒。
Here's the lie.
这里有个谎言。
I am nobody's slave.
我不是，我是个自由人。
I am strong.
我强壮。
I can do whatever I want.
我什么东西要想做就做到。
Now that is the second lie of the devil.
那么这是撒旦的第二个谎言。
Now the devil doesn't want you to be filled by the life of God.
因为呢，魔鬼不希望你被神的生命充满。
But the devil would never dare say, be filled with the life of Satan.
但是撒旦从不能够不可能跟你讲说，哎，充满撒旦的生命。
So instead he says, no, just be filled with yourself.
那他怎么说呢？他就说，哎，你充满你自己。
Now.If somebody decides that they are free, I can do whatever I want.
那么有的人如果在这里讲说我是个自由的，我想怎么做我就怎么做。
Now they may believe that.
他可以这样子相信。
But they cannot live that.
但他不能够这样子生活。
Because as soon as they say that, they become a slave to sin.
因为他一旦一这样子讲，他其实成了罪的奴仆。
I will do whatever I want.
我想怎么样就怎么样。
Oh no, you won't. You will be driven by your lust.
那其实不是的，你乃是被你自己的私欲所在那里牵引。
I can achieve anything I want.
我要做什么都可以做成。
Oh no, only your drive for mammon will do that.
那其实不是，乃是因为你受了马门的影响你才做。
So we find ourselves bound by mammon and bound by self and bound by our lusts.
所以我们就发现我们受了金钱的捆绑，我们受了自己的捆绑，我们受了私欲的捆绑。
We are nothing.
我们什么都不是。
Except for one very important thing.
除了有一件非常重要的事，
We can decide whose slave we want to be.
我们可以决定我们要做谁的奴仆。
Now we don't have time to read Romans 6, but you read it.
那我们没有时间继续念下去罗马书第六章，不过请你们回去念。
Paul says, present the members of your body as instruments of righteousness. Present your life as a slave to God.
保罗在这里说将我们的肢体献给神作为义的器皿作为神的奴仆。
Now what happens when you become a slave of God?
当你成为神的奴仆的时候怎么样？
His life lives through you.
那他的生命借着你的生命活出来。
Gives you power of righteousness.
他给你成义的能力。
And indeed, when we are captive to the Lord, we are free.
那实实在在的当我们全然属乎主的时候我们得到真自由。
But now what if we decide we're going to beOnly captive to myself.
那如果我们决定我们只要属乎自己。
Oh, the devil loved that.
哦，那这个撒旦是最喜欢了。
He can do anything he wants with you.
那他在你身上就随便他要做什么了。
Because you don't think it's the devil who's controlling you.
因为你不知道你乃是伏在那撒旦的权下。
Before we were saved,
在我们得救以前
did we believe we had the nature of Satan?
我们真的以为我们自己的本性是属乎鬼的吗
?We were by nature children of wrath.
那因为按着我们的本性我们是可怒之子。
We were controlled by the prince of the air that now works in the sons of disobedience.
因为我们是被空中掌权者所掌管的我们乃是不顺服的儿女。
Jesus said to the children of Israel, you are of your father, the devil.
耶稣对以色列人这么说他说你们的父是魔鬼。
Why? They said, but what are you talking about?
所以他们说你讲什么
We are finding our own righteousness by our own works. We're going to be saved by our own righteousness.
我们找到了我们自己的公义我们凭着我们的手能够建立起我们自己的公义
Jesus said, that's a lie.
耶稣就说这是谎言
By righteousness you can never be saved.
你自己的公义不能够救你
Who do you think you are, O worm?
而你不过是虫啊
That you can be saved by your greatness.
你不能够凭着自己的了不起来救自己。
We're meant to be vessels.
我们不过是器皿。
We're meant to be slaves.
我们不过是奴仆。
If we're slaves to God,
我们做神的奴仆。
We fulfill our purpose and our destiny.
我们的目的，我们的生命就得到满足。
We live out of His life.
我们活出他的生命。
And our lives bear the testimony of Jesus.
让我们生命就为耶稣做见证。
What was the testimony of Jesus?
那耶稣的见证是什么？
I can do nothing of my own initiative.
那我凭着自己不能做什么。
As I hear the Father, I speak.
我从父所听的，我就说出来。
If the Father works, I work.
我父做什么我也照样做。
If the Father judges, I judge.
父的审判是我的审判。
I do nothing of myself. That's a true man.
一个真实的人是不凭着自己做什么。
Jesus was filled with God.
耶稣呢是被神充满的。
He was the testimony of God.
他是神的见证。
Because he lived by the life of God.
因为他是凭着神的生命而活。
I do nothing of myself.
我凭着自己什么都不做。
But everything he did was by the life of God.
但我所做的一切都是因着神的生命。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's what we should be.
那弟兄姐妹们，这是我们应当的光景。
But the Lord has to deal with our flesh.
但神必须来对付我们的血气。
Because we believe the lie.
因为我们相信谎言。
So we have to fail and fail.
所以我们要失败，一而再，再而三。
Until we realize that we cannot be Christians in our own strength.
然后我们才明白，我们凭着自己的力量不能够做基督徒。
Paul very clearly tells us that's why God gave us the law.
那在这里保罗明显的告诉我们这就是为什么神给我们律法。
Bring us to the end of ourselves.
那是我们在自己的路能走到尽头。
God gives us the law.
神给我们律法。
We say, okay, I can keep the law.
那我们说可以啊我可以守律法。
So God says, go ahead and try.
那神就说好啊你试试看啊。
And then we fail.
然后我们失败了。
How many times must we do that?
那我们要这样子多少次
?Before we realize we can only be Christians by the Christian life of Christ within us.
我们才明白我们能够做基督徒乃是因为基督的生命在我们里面。
How many Christians are living by the life of Christ?
那有多少基督徒是凭着耶稣的生命来过活呢?
I'm sure there's some here tonight.
那总是我们当中也有人。
You can spot them.
你也看得出来。
Because they have rest.
因为在他们里面有安息。
Because they have life.
他们有生命。
Because there's something about them that's bigger than they are.
因为他们身上有些东西大过他们自己。
They may be small.
他们也许看起来小。
They may be very simple.
他们也许很单纯
But there's something about them that's beyond themselves.
但是在他们里面有些东西就是超越他们的
They've learned this glorious lesson.
他们学会了这个荣耀的功课
Which Paul has to wrestle for the Christians to understand.
那保罗却要为基督徒的缘故在那里征战好叫基督徒能够明白
How to live and to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit.
如何生活行事是凭着圣灵的能力而行
We are not independent.
那我们不是独立的。
And when we think we are,
我们觉得自己是的时候
we can only fail.
我们一定失败。
The flesh is a lie.
血气是个谎言。
The carnal Christian is a lie.
属肉体的 基督徒是个谎言。
Here's the Christian.
这里是这样的基督徒。
We've all died.
我们都死了。
And our lives are no longer lived for ourselves.
我们如今不是为自己而活。
But for him who died and gave himself for us.
乃是为那替我们死而复活的主活。
We're new creations in Christ.
我们在基督里是新造的人。
Those old things have passed away.
旧事已过。
We live by a new life now.
我们乃是凭着新生命而活。
Do you live by that life?
你是凭着这生命活的吗
?Have you come to Galatians 2:20?
你来到了加拉太书的第二章十四节吗 二章二十节吗
?And realize you've been buried?
然后知道你已经与基督 同死了吗
?And God now says, I want you to live by the life of my son.
然后神告诉我们说要你凭着神的儿子的生命而活。
John bore testimony personally to Jesus.
那约翰为他个人为了耶稣做见证。
And when John spoke, people saw Jesus.
等约翰说话的时候人们看到耶稣。
When John touched somebody,
等约翰触摸一些人的时候
people experienced the power of Jesus.
这些人感受到耶稣的能力。
When somebody asked John a question,
有些人问约翰问题的时候
He answered with the wisdom of Jesus.
他用耶稣的智慧回答
And why is that?
为什么
Because John was abiding in him and he in him.
因为约翰是在他里面他也在约翰里面
And John was allowing himself to be pruned so that more of the life of Christ may show forth in his abiding.
约翰甘心受修剪好叫耶稣的生命可以更丰盛的表达出来。
John discovered that he was just a vessel.
约翰知道他不过是个器皿。
And he wanted to be full of his beloved Lord.
他要这个器皿能够满人的他所爱的这位主。
He no longer said, I am independent.
他不再说我是一个独立的人。
He said, I am your slave.
他说我是你的仆人。
And so he was full of Christ.
因此他满了耶稣。
Now where are you?
那你在哪里？
You still believe the lie?
你还相信这个谎言吗？
Is God, is Satan, is you?
你觉得有神有撒旦还有一个你吗？
You're not such a big shot.
你没有那么了不起啊。
There's God, there's Satan.
只有神只有撒旦了。
And there's little earthen vessels.
跟这些地上的器皿。
Satan can blow us away anytime he wants.
撒旦吹口气啊我们也会倒。
If God didn't preserve us under the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Satan would destroy all of us.
那若不是神凭着耶稣的宝血来保守我们那撒旦随时都可以来叫我们灭绝。
But he can't touch us because we belong to Jesus.
但他碰不了我们因为我们属乎基督。
Now what a shame that we don't live in the fullness of the life of Jesus.
但在这种情况下如果我们不能够将耶稣完全的生命活出来的话是何等可耻的事情。
These are the dear saints who bear the testimony of Jesus.
这样子亲爱的圣徒是背负耶稣见证的。
Full of the life of Christ.
是满了耶稣的生命。
It is no longer I.
不再是我。
I don't believe the lie anymore.
我不再相信那个谎言。
Even when the enemy comes and tries to get me to rise up.
甚至当仇敌来要激动我的时候。
What is flesh?
什么是血气
It's when we rise up.
就是我们自己站起来了
I take action.
我来做些事情的时候
I get mad.
我来生气的时候
I strike
back. 我来击打的时候
flesh, flesh, flesh.
这个就是血气血气血气
What did Jesus do?
耶稣做什么
He yielded to the Father.
他顺服父神
And then he spoke when the Father spoke.
那他的父怎么说他也照样说
And he loved when the Father loved.
他父怎么爱他也照样爱
He didn't even try to love by his own love.
他甚至不是凭着他自己的爱来爱
When he walked into the pool and there were hundreds of people who were lame and broken.
他走到希洛亚池的时候在那里有上百的人在那里瘸腿的在那里想求医治。
You know, in his heart, he was tempted to heal and touch everybody there.
你知道不要在他的心里他盼望能够碰到每一个人使每一个人得医治。
But he walked into the pool and the father said that man there lying on his bed.
那在他到那pool里那个池里的时候神跟他说在那里躺在那里的那一个人。
Jesus went over and healed that man.
耶稣就过去医治了他。
That's what Jesus was talking about. He says, I just work because my Father is working.
在这里耶稣就讲了我父做事到如今我也做事。
It was a Sabbath day.
因为是个安息日。
The Jews say you're not supposed to work.
犹太人说你不应当工作。
Well, Jesus said, but I was in the pool area.
但耶稣说我在希洛亚池那里。
Suddenly I saw this man laying on his bed.
那我看到这个人躺在他的床褥上。
God says, I'm going to heal that man.
神说我要医治这个人。
Jesus said, okay, I'll go over there and pick him up.
耶稣就说我就要去把他拉起来。
Jesus picked him up, he was healed.
所以耶稣把他一拉起来他就得医治了。
So they said, why did you do this on the Sabbath?
那他们就说你怎么在安息日做这事呢
He said, I didn't do this.
他说我不是我做的。
I can do nothing of my own initiative.
我凭着自己什么都不能做。
The Father was working, and so I was working.
我父做事到如今我也做事啊。
Whatever the Father does, I do.
父做什么我也照样做。
Oh, what a testimony Jesus has.
这样子是何等美好的见证。
Oh, what a testimony we can have.
这是我们可以有的见证。
Oh, consecrate your heart to live out of the life of Christ and not your own.
将我们的心分别出来归给耶稣为耶稣而活不为自己而活。
You know, the Lord is going to have to do the work of the cross on us.
我们知道主要在我们身上用十字架来对付。
And he's going to have to discipline us by the Holy Spirit.
他要用圣灵来管教我们。
But it's much better to learn how to be a vessel now.
但实在我们现在若是能够学会如何做这个器皿。
Than to come to a life that's busy, busy, busy serving God and there's no testimony over your life.
远比我们在那里忙忙忙忙忙了半天却没有神的生命在我们里面。
Better to be busy, busy, busy because the Lord is dwelling in you and he's busy, busy, busy.
要忙的话叫我们忙忙忙因为在我们里面的神在那里行事。
That's the life of rest.
这样子的生活反而是安息的生活。
I love Hudson Taylor's biography.
那我很喜欢读哈森泰勒的传记。
He was such a faithful missionary in China. Busy, busy, busy.
那他是在中国一个中心的宣教士非常忙碌。
But after he learned this,A secret of the exchanged life, and he began to live by the life of Christ within him.
但他一旦明白了这个生命交换的秘密以后，他就开始凭着神的生命而活。
He was just as busy.
他还是一样的忙。
But he was always resting.
他总是非常的安息。
And when people came and visited, they said, how come you're not burdened down like we are?
所以当有人来看他的时候说奇怪啊你怎么不像我们一样充满了重担呢
He says, I live by the life of the vine.
因为他说我是接在葡萄树上的枝子。
I don't have to be a missionary. Jesus is the missionary in me.
我不需要去那里做一个宣教士因为耶稣在我里面是他在做宣教士。
Now, maybe you think this is spiritual talk.
那你也许你不过觉得这些是一些属灵的术语。
But I pray the Lord will open our eyes to see.
那我就要祷告求主开我们的眼睛使我们能看见。
It's the way for us to bear the testimony of Jesus.
这是要叫我们能够背负耶稣做见证的秘密。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we want to be full of Jesus.
Oh, 主啊，我们愿意充满了耶稣。
No longer I live, but Christ lives in.
如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
We present our members and our lives as slaves unto God.
我们将我们生命里面的肢体献给神，做神的奴仆。
We recognize this is our freedom.
因为知道这是我们的选择。
We come to the Lord and lay down our fears, our worries, our problems.
我们来到主的面前将我们的担心将我们的忧虑将我们的恐惧卸下。
Sufficient unto this day are the problems of this day. We cast all our cares upon thee.
一天的难处一天当就够了。我们将所有的重担放在你的脚下。
Oh, do that work within us that brings us to the end of ourselves and the lie of our selfhood.
求主在我们心里面工作那使我们走到我们自己的尽头使我们不再活在自以为可以独立的谎言里。
And instead of being self-loving lovers, we might be self-giving lovers.
叫我们不再做一个专爱自己的人，乃是做一个愿意牺牲爱别人的人。
Oh Lord Jesus, live your life through your children.
主耶稣啊，求你在你自己儿女的生命里面活出来。
In these last days, let us shine as lights in this world.
叫我们在这个末世能够如同明灯照耀。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们靠耶稣宝贝的名祷告。Amen.